Hi there. The word for you today is stop trying to control everything. In Proverbs 3 verse 6 we read, "He shall direct your paths." Without self-control, we end up hurting ourselves. But when we become overly controlling of ourselves and others, it's an indication that we're not trusting God enough. You see, in the final analysis, God alone determines our outcomes. Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." If you find yourself trying to control every detail and aspect of your life, try using these strategies for developing the right mindset. And there are three of them. Number one, understand that you are not an independent, self-sufficient being. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Think about that picture. Sheep can't take care of themselves. They need a shepherd to feed them, lead them, and protect them. Getting the idea? Number two, when the unexpected happens, practice responding calmly. God is never taken by surprise. What seems like a crisis to us is often for him just an opportunity to demonstrate his love and care for us. And number three, focus on the internal and leave the external to God. Once you settle within yourself that you cannot control most external happenings, but only your internal response to them, you'll be able to stop stressing out over the uncontrollable and inevitable. Take a deep breath to slow the flow of adrenaline. Send up a silent prayer. Then, deliberately, turn the problem over to God. Realize that his plans for your life have not been derailed by the problem or the situation. Psalm 139 verse 16, the New Living Translation. Let me read you this great scripture. "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." What a promise. So, the word for you today is stop trying to control everything.